Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 430. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We've got another classy podcast for you this week, starting off there with a track about masturbation. That is The Devil's Handshake by Daniel Romano. That's on his new album, Nervelist. Came out last week, January 4th, on You've Changed Records. If you listened to the podcast last week, you heard another new Daniel Romano track. That's from a different album, though. Two albums dropped same day, kind of out of the blue, and both of them have some very good tracks. That may not be my favorite song on the album, but it just felt like the right one to play. Anyway, I've got music for you this week. You came to hear it, so let's do this. This is Wall from Brooklyn, the song Turn Around.
You're one.
Well, there's a nice gallop to that last set there. We started things off with Wall with the song Turn Around. That is on the band's album Untitled, which came out April of last year on Wharf Cat Records. That is the band's final album. They put out a great EP, and that is a great album from start to finish there. Wonder what's next for the folks that were in that Brooklyn band there. After that, we heard from Bombs Over Broadway, local Kansas City band, with the song On Top of the World. That's on the EP Now or Never, which they put out themselves, I think, July of last year. That song there may be a little more pop punk than some of the other stuff, but I like that one. I like moving to it. And then we ended that set there with the Number Ones with the song Lie to Me. That's on the Another Side of the Number Ones EP that came out December of last year on Sorry State Records, a kind of, I don't know, maybe sometimes power pop, sometimes punk rock band out of Dublin. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Let's see. We're going to go a track here that is very much in line with the Too Much Rock podcast. We're going to dig into something from the records from 1980. This is Girl in Golden Disc.
I found the girl in the golden disc.
That is the Wails of Dennis DeYoung. They're taking us out. That is Styx with the song Earl of Roseland. That was on the band's second album, Styx 2, which came out in 1973 on Wooden Nickels Records, that band based out of Chicago. That track there, so much Who happening there. Such great drumming, such nice big power chords happening there. I'm not going to apologize. I like that song. I've liked it ever since I was a kid. And, well, I got the record this week, which means you get to hear a track from it. Before that, we heard something a little more Too Much Rock. That was the Records with song Girl on the Golden Disc. That was on the band's second album, which came out in 1980. I forget the title of that now, but I picked that up on their greatest hits, A Smashes, Crashes, and Near Misses, which Caroline put out in 1988. If you're familiar with the records at all, you're usually familiar with the song Starry Eyes, which is really, really good. And I thought about playing it because it's a better track than that. But, you know, this is one that I just wasn't as familiar with. So happy to share my discoveries and hopefully maybe make some discoveries for you too. Anyway, let's go ahead and wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock podcast number 430. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram as @SidMuchRock. Looking at the concert calendar, some exciting things coming up here. On the 20th, we've got the Lillingtons playing at Rhino. That's with Red Kate and a bunch of other bands. Rumors are it might sell out, so maybe stop up there and get tickets. The 24th, Selector Dub Narcotic is happening at the Replay. The 25th, Heidi Klug is playing at the Record Bar. The 29th, Bell Game is happening at the Record Bar. Looking into February, the 5th, Diet Sig is coming to White Schoolhouse. So excited about that. Pedro the Lion is the Record Bar on the 9th. On the 11th, Max Sabbath is at Knuckleheads. On the 13th, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club at the Truman. And the 23rd, I see Red Kate playing at Davies. Probably need to look out there at the concert calendar, see what else is coming up. Haven't updated it in a while. Been hibernating a bit, but so there you go. Looking at the website, only a few new things since last week. There are photos and video of the Claire Adams and Abandoned Bells show that happened on the 12th over at the Brick. And there should be photos very soon, if not now, of the show from two nights ago, I guess, Destroyer and Megabog at Record Bar. So a few things out there for you. Anyway, one last track for you. I'm going to play a track from Belle and Sebastian. This is the song We Were Beautiful, which is on their How to Solve Our Human Problems Part 1 EP, one of the three EPs that the band is releasing starting in December, I think, maybe December, January, February. Maybe number two's out. I'm sure you'll hear it on the podcast soon. But this is from number one, came out December 8th on Merge Records. Obviously a different sound for them because every album maybe after the first three, have all been different sounds, which maybe that's good for them, maybe a little sad for me and my little twee heart. But anyway, here we go. We're going to end things here with Belle and Sebastian. The song is We Were Beautiful. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
To the night, we can hear the madman. the fox is making up. But the people aren't immune, sleeping silent in the rooms. Growing bodies with their sleep, making plans inside their heads, making love to shallow friends. Shallow friends. You are not